I was in there just picking up some toothpaste and that for the kids because we ran out.
Mm.
And I was in there, and a bloke would have been in his 40s, literally ripped a bag of sugar out of an elderly lady's hand. It was just after 8 o'clock.
Mm.
So after that hour of elderly shopping, he walked in there, he grabbed, and he just ripped the bag of sugar, split the bag open, and I'm standing right there, and he went to grab another one, and he just told this elderly lady where to go, and I followed him around, and he did it to another elderly gentleman, and that's when myself and another staff member stepped in, and we put him to the ground and just ran the coppers. You know, like, there's no need for this bullshit. It's just really not. And people in the country just need to settle down.
So the coppers came. So you made a citizen's arrest?
Well, essentially, I just made a dickhead arrest. You know, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a citizen. A citizen doesn't go out to a shopping centre and assault another person just because they want that item. That item is no more important to them it is to the people who've already got it.
Whereabouts was this, Doug?
Pippinmurra on the Gold Coast. So it just drives me mad. And I've said to the manager, I said, I'm happy to come down every morning after the rush and I'll just walk around the store. If anyone does it, I've got no hassle of turfing them out.
Do you know who you are, Doug? Do you know who you are?
No, I'm just an average Joe looking.
You're Batman.
Average Joe.
You're Batman.
I'm a bit more Joker. My wife's Harley Quinn. But
wow, that's an amazing story. What's wrong with people? So this bloke, he rips the sugar away from an elderly lady's hand, splits the bag, it all goes on the floor, so he goes after someone else.
Yep. And, you know, it's just, and I think at this time, if more people see this and more people step in to look after each other, that's going to change the way we're thinking as well. But so it's all about how we can think and how we can change within ourselves to be better people.
Doug, we'll leave it there. You're a star, mate. We'll stay in touch. Good luck with Wave to a Truckie Day later this year. November, isn't it?
Yep, November the 22nd. But, you know, let's get it off early and start showing a little bit of appreciation to the men and women out there bringing the product and the produce up from interstate and around the country so they can get on the shelves.
Good on you, Doug. We'll stay in touch. You take care, Batman.
See you later, bud. See you, Jess.
What a story, eh? The Night Shift, Triple M.